AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A law enforcement official has identified Syed Farouk as one of the suspects in a mass shooting in Southern California. Police say two suspects, a man and a woman, were killed in a gun battle with police after the shooting at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino. In the meantime, we're learning more about a possible motive for today's shooting that left at least 14 people dead and more than a dozen injured, some critically. The police chief of San Bernardino says there was a fight at the center before the shooting.
Somebody did leave. There was some type of dispute or something when somebody left that party, but we have no idea if those are the people that came back.
The suspects who were killed were each armed with a rifle and a handgun. Authorities are now tracing the serial numbers on those weapons, and authorities will be dispatched to those addresses. A person seen running away from the shootout this afternoon has been detained. The FBI is looking at several possibilities for what drove shooters to do what they did. The assistant director of the FBI's field office in Los Angeles says one possibility is workplace violence, another is terrorism. The coach of the Los Angeles Lakers says he's affected by the shooting.
Life is not as precious to some people as it is to others, you know, so... You know, for us in general, being LA's team and myself in general living in California, you know, this is crazy.
Byron Scott says the Lakers feel a sense of community with the folks of San Bernardino. Governor Jerry Brown was supposed to light the state Christmas tree tonight, but the ceremony was canceled. The tree on the other end of the Capitol, of the U.S. Capitol, was lit after a moment of silence tonight, called for by House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Please keep the victims and their families in your prayers right now.
This is AP Radio News. Congress is rewriting No Child Left Behind legislation, but the bill the House passed today would retain the testing requirement of the law that many parents, teachers, and school districts abhor. John Klein, who chairs the House Education Committee, says the bill passed today scales back the role Uncle Sam plays in education.
We are replacing the old approach to education with a new approach that will help every child and every school receive an excellent education.
Democrat Joe Courtney says the bill is key to improving the nation's education system.
This is what our school systems need. This is what our kids need to have the tools to succeed in the future, and it is a great achievement.
The 1,000-plus page measure was a compromise reached by House and Senate negotiators. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill early next week, and President Obama is expected to sign it. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.